world!
Welcome back to The Countdown. I'm your host, Cameron Tracewell, and this is my co-host,
Raiders.
And we are happy to be back, honestly. We are happy to be back. This has been a long time coming. Hunter and I have been trying to get back to really talking about sports, and since me and Hunter have been, you know, not close for a while, pretty much I've been traveling all over the country, and Hunter's been working at the radio station. We haven't had time to really be recording any audio or any podcast, but here we are virtually, and every week we can jump on here for about 30 minutes and really just talk about, you know, biggest topic of the week. Well, Hunter obviously knows the biggest topic of this past week is WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, The Rock, Seth Rollins. I mean, and really an incredible build-up to an incredible story. And, of course, Hunter last year. So if you, most people that listened to the countdown last year, we came to this time, WrestleMania, and Roman Reigns actually won it. And surprisingly enough, Hunter didn't completely lose his cool like I thought he would. He was upset, but Hunter, overall take on WrestleMania.
This was by far the greatest WrestleMania I have ever witnessed in my entire life. Everyone who needed to win won the match. It was awesome. The storylines, the build-up. There was one match, I would say, that didn't live up to the build-up was Jimmy versus Jay, but that still was like a 3.5-star match. But Cody finally did it. He should have done it last year. I'm going to say that on record since you brought that up. Thank you very much. But yeah, Cody did it. Cody conquered Reigns, and he finally won the gold. So happy. So proud of that. That was a great moment. And it was just, above all, a fairly well-put-together pay-per-view. And that was Triple H's, like, first WrestleMania. And it was a banger.
Honestly, I didn't watch WrestleMania. But, you know, all the, you know, the TikToks and the clips and seeing The Undertaker really come back in the arena and actually show up, there was a lot of cool moments. And it honestly looked great all the way through. I know there are people that are disappointed the Tribal Chief lost, but there are people happy that Cody's story was finished, and it had to be finished. Cody had to finish the story. It had to happen.
Yeah, Cody had to win. Like that, we knew that was the end game, was Cody winning the title, and now it's going to be interesting to see where Cody goes from here.
I really think that was a great build-up, one of the best build-ups we've seen for a storyline, I'd say, in WWE in a while.
Well, there were talks last year. Triple H was going to let Cody win last year.
Yeah, but
like, Cody was already, like, Cody was already over.
Yeah, didn't Vince want him to win last year.
Wanted him to earn it. I'm like, dude, he was Stardust for 4 years. You made a mockery out of him. He paid his dues to win that. And when he came back to WrestleMania 38 against Seth, dude, he was already over then. Like, everyone was like, Cody's back, Cody's back. Everyone jumped on the Cody train when he came back to WWE. I was with Cody in AEW. Like, I was with Cody when he built AEW. And when he came to WWE, I was like, okay, you made a good decision.
So I remember being on the show last year, right? Me and you were on the show together last year. And really, I could see the frustration in you, how mad you were that Cody Rhodes didn't really complete the story at the time. But, Hunter, really looking at it, them not letting him complete the story honestly made a great build-up for this year. Because everybody knew he was going to – but like you said, it was kind of – it had to be that way, right? He had to finish the story now. If he didn't finish the story now, it would have – it tarnished probably the WWE.
I don't think that. I think that if Cody would have won at 39
– mm-hmm.
You could have had Cody get betrayed by the bloodline and stuff like that, and then you could have, like, let Cody have it for a little bit, take it away, and then at WrestleMania 40, you could be like, okay, revenge tour time, and Cody, like, go on a tangent or tear and to get Roman Reigns again, but people are like, well, we already seen this, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I get it, but I don't. I still think Cody should have won last year.
It's a 50-50 thing, right? I mean, there's like two different ways, but I feel like for most people, especially yourself, because you knew that Cody, it was going to be Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes again, regardless. It was going to be that way, and most people thought Cody was going to win it this time. It didn't matter. So I, of course, Triple H, you know, brings in The Rock, and everybody's like, oh, that just ruined the story, right? Where is the story going now? But to see the 180.
Yeah, The Rock was just a curveball in the whole thing. Cause
right. Everyone's like, so to see the 180, it was cool. To see that 180, that was cool.
But I was like, The Rock and Roman don't even need a title, though. Like, that's not – I don't need a title match.
No. And, of course, you know, so where does this lead for 41? Where do we go with the story? Where do you think they go with the story?
Well, Drew McIntyre and CM Punk are on a collision course, so that's one story that I'm liking right now. Another story is I want to see LA Knight get a title shot at Cody. I think LA Knight's kind of like a Cody Rhodes. He busted on the scene, and whether he's a heel or been a face, LA Knight's been popping. The crowd loves him. I think LA Knight needs to get a singles titles run. I'm not going to say it's going to be a major championship yet. I think they need to build him more up for that. But I would say him and Logan Paul at SummerSlam would be a good U.S. title match. And that's another guy. I don't like him, but I will give him his due. Logan Paul
he has done great.
He's a good wrestler. He's not a good boxer. He's an average boxer. But he is a good wrestler. And the fact that he went from boxing to wrestling, and he's really succeeded. Like, Logan Paul is like, yeah, you're supposed to hate me. I'm the bad guy. I don't care.
I like the swag or the type of attitude he brings to the WWE. It kind of makes it fun. It's entertaining to see. So overall, I think the WWE is going in a good direction, and you know, it's been fun to see it. Like I'm not sitting down. I haven't watched Raw or SmackDown, but all the clips I see, you know, pretty much from every Raw and SmackDown after it happens, I see a lot of that story, and I'm seeing it build. It's really awesome to see that.
Everyone always says it's fake, and I'm like, yeah, it's fake. But, like, do you think it's fake when they go through ladders, when they go through tables, when they get hit with stuff, when they get power slam, when they do this and get that? Like, no, dude, those moves hurt.
Oh, like, man, listen, that's brutal.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They're like, well, it's scripted. Okay, it's still good. Like, the NFL scripted. You don't see me complain about that.
Oh, man. That's a whole nother story for the day. I don't want to talk about football.
Yeah, no, not anyway, after the hip cap ban. That's stupid.
Anyway, WWE in good direction, but let's jump off WWE, and we know that the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs are on pace right now. Here they come. They're coming fast, too. I mean, we are really getting to that time of year, which is crazy, by the way, because we had like a episode back in like December and January that was, you know, we weren't even close, and now the league is in a different scenario.
I will tell you this: I've watched any sport you can think of. I've seen since I was a kid. Now I've seen it all. That, and I stand by this. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and I will stand by this. There is no better playoffs than NHL playoffs. There's nothing that compares to how great hockey playoffs are compared to everything else. There's just nothing.
Yeah, and which I agree, because I started watching the NHL last year, and that's fun. Like, listen, the one seed and the bottom seed can literally go at it, and the bottom seed, like the Florida Panthers beating the Bruins last year. Nobody expected that. Yeah. And it happened.
That's why, like, I mean, if you watch an A seed, you know, in the NBA playoffs play a one seed, 85% of the time, the one seed's going to, you know. But, and that's the thing, too, is, like, you watch football, you watch basketball, you watch baseball. Not that very many shocks happen. Now, last year in the MLB World Series, me and you both, those were our sleeper teams of the season, and they went all the way to the World Series. But that doesn't happen all.
To jump in it right now, so we'll just jump right into the NHL, right? Here we go. I mean, really, we're coming down to playoff time, and the West has already been decided. The Central and the Pacific have already been decided who's making playoffs.
It's a three-way tie. There's a three-way tie for the first seed in the West. That's crazy.
So I will read the teams in the Central. It's the Dallas Stars, the Colorado Avalanche, the Nashville Predators, and it's the Jets.
Yeah.
And then the Pacific is the, I think it's the Canucks, the Edmonton Oilers, the LA Kings, and the Golden Knights, which is kind of sad because I'd really like to see Seattle back in there. I think they're a cool team. And it was sad they missed it. They were so close.
Yeah, Colorado getting bounced by Seattle last year was a shocker to me because I did not expect Seattle to be that good.
The East is still in a fight right now for the in the Atlantic. We got the Bruins are leading, the Panthers, the Maple Leafs, and the Lightning. Detroit is still not out yet. They have not ruled Detroit out yet.
Yeah, Detroit's still fighting for a wild card spot.
And the Metropolitan, you got the Rangers, the Hurricanes, the Islanders, the Penguins, the Caps, and the Flyers are still fighting for their spots.
The Penguins are not. The Penguins are not getting in.
You're just saying that because I'm a Pens fan.
No, I hate Pittsburgh with a passion. I call it Pittsburgh for a reason. I don't like any Pittsburgh team. I don't like any of them. Boston.
They have been battling with the Islanders. You know, the Islanders will probably get it, but it'd be like by the skin of their teeth, really.
If there's one sleeper team in this playoffs that you don't want to sleep on, it's definitely the Nashville Predators.
They didn't make playoffs last year. They didn't make playoffs last year, did they?
They haven't been in the playoffs, I think, the last 2-3 years.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, like, nobody predicted them to really be this good this year, and they have come on fast.
Yeah, they struggled early in the season, and then, like, they made a couple trades, made a couple moves, and then all of a sudden, dude, they're on a tear, and they've clinched. And telling you right now, they're going to be a wild card team, I think, going in, but, like, I think that's going to be a team that can be the one seed.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to be exciting. I hate to say it. I don't really like Dallas sports. You know that, and I've put that out there. But the Dallas Stars, like the Dallas Stars playoff stuff is so cool. Like their playoff arena and stuff. Oh, my Lord.
I don't mind the Stars. If you're asking me if I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, God, no, I hate that team. But I like the Stars, and I never really mind the Mavericks. Like, I love Luka. I think Luka Doncic is an absolute animal. But yeah, Mavericks and Stars, I'm okay with. I don't have anything against those franchises.
Now, here's the biggest question, right? Are the Bruins going to choke again? Because they were this historic, great, amazing team last year that goes into the playoffs versus the Panthers, who were the lowest on the wild card spot, and they blow it. I mean, they blow it bad.
I am going to – all right, so I have a prediction for Boston.
Yeah.
I think they get in the second round and they get beat.
By who? That's just depending. I mean, who do you think will make it to the second round? My best guess would probably be the Maple Leafs.
I want to say Maple Leafs, but see, that's the thing. I'd say the Maple Leafs. I can't trust Toronto.
I don't think Toronto's going to be like last year. I don't think it'll be like last year with Toronto.
Dude, Toronto's like that every year, man. They choke. It's like the Hurricanes. The Maple Leafs and the Hurricanes always high-seeded. And then, like, they stub their toe and they just lose. And for the Hurricanes every year in postseason.
Yeah, you did last year. They were a good team last year in regular season. And they lost.
Yeah, they choked.
They choked to the Panthers, didn't they? They went all the way. They went to the conference, didn't they? To the Panthers. Panthers.
CF last year. And then last year, the Knights and whoever they played, I think they played Seattle or something like that.
Yeah,
that
I'm pretty sure they played Seattle.
That was no fun. Like, that was boring. They lost five games to one.
Okay, so then here comes the question in the West, right? Does Connor McDavid and the Oilers, do they show up this year?
So, here's my prediction for the Western Conference Finals. Dallas, Oilers, Western Conference Finals. I'm locking it in. I'm booking it. Connor That's McDavid
solid.
Will go.
That's solid.
Cup this year. My boy Connor yes. McDavid will go to the cup this year.
I'd love to see it, but I'll tell you who I think a team that could bounce back after the disappointing, you know, playoffs last year would be the Avalanche. I could see the Avalanche bouncing back this year.
I love Nathan MacKinnon. I'm a big Nathan MacKinnon fan. And I was happy to see Nathan MacKinnon win. Like, he got his cup. I'm mm-hmm. happy. It's 97.
It's time. Over. It's over, right?
It's McDavid's time, maybe.
Connor needs one bad.
Then Dallas versus Edmonton would be a great Western Conference
I'll
finals.
Be a thriller.
And I'm rolling with it. I'm locking it in. I've already told people. I'm like, that's it. I'm rolling with the Oilers one more time. I rolled with them last year. They got beat. Whatever. I'm going to give them one more chance. If Connor McDavid does not get it done this year in Edmonton, he needs to leave. He needs to get.
Oh yeah, 100%. And he can't get beat by the Golden Knights. He can't be get beat by Vegas. He cannot afford to get beat by Vegas.
He's got to beat. Well, Vegas ain't even that good this year, which is crazy to me because that team's stacked.
The Kings are going to be in the way. The Kings will be in the way. Kings, you don't like the Kings because they're your rival. Relax, brother, in playoffs.
No. I want to say something, but I can't. But I think you know what I'm thinking.
Well, listen.
Let's just say that. Forget them.
Well, anyway. Hockey's coming up. We'll talk more once we get into the actual playoffs and arrives. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. But let's jump into the other sport. Let's jump into the NBA. You know, here we go, man. NBA playoffs are coming up. Everybody loves the NBA playoffs. So I'm going to read the top 10, right? And we'll talk about the play-in here in just a minute.
Oh, Jimmy Christmas, the play-in series, we'll talk about, dude.
I know, but we talked about that last year, but we'll talk about the play-in here in a minute. So the teams that we have running are the Celtics, obviously at 1, the Bucks at 2 in the East, the Knicks, the Cavs, Orlando, Indiana, and then in the play-in, you have the 76ers, Miami, Chicago, Atlanta. In the Western Conference, top, we have the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are both tied in record, and Denver, who's tied them.
Yeah,
Denver's tied
say,
them, too. There's three teams tied right now.
Yeah, we got three tied for one in the West.
Then you got the Clippers, then you have Dallas, and then the sixth spot, you have the Pelicans. And the seven in the play-in, you have the Suns, you have the Lakers, the Kings, and the Warriors.
So I'm excited to watch the Clippers versus Mavericks in the first round of the playoffs. I think that's a lit.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a thriller. Yeah, Kawhi, Luka, Kyrie, Paul George, that'd be nasty. James Harden.
I like that matchup.
To talk about the play-in first, right? Because the play-in – okay, first of all, if anybody doesn't know about our feelings about the play-in, Hunter and I both don't like the play-in. Shouldn't be a part of the game. It hadn't been a part of the game for decades before. It shouldn't be a part of the game now. And I know they said, well, it gives their team an opportunity. The 10 and 9 seeds are not beating the number 1 and 2 seeds when they get into the actual playoffs. It's not happening. So me and Hunter just – we don't think that's reasonable at all. Or whoever whoever makes the 9, 10 seeds, if they make the 8 seed, right, for the playoffs, they're not winning. That for this round.
If you have a losing record in regular season, you should not have an opportunity to make the playoffs.
No, they never did before. But either way, we're going to cover it, right? So we got four teams in the East. One team's going to come out, right?
No, two teams.
Two teams. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so my bad. Sorry. Two teams will come out. So the seven's the winner, seed. All right.
Seven will play 8, and the winner of that goes. And then...
The 9 and 10, they play, and then the winners of that play.
So the winner of 9 and 10, 8 will play the winner of that.
Yeah, that's how that. Okay, so I got that wrong to originally begin with. But okay, so we'll cover the East. Yeah. So we got the 76ers, Miami, Chicago, Atlanta. Two teams. Who's your two teams?
Obviously Philly.
Joel Embiid comes back here shortly. Good. It's going to be a wrap. They're in.
Yeah, Philly's going to get to seventh. Heat, Bulls, and Hawks. Is that what we're looking at?
Hawks are out for me. Hawks are out.
I don't disagree with that. I don't think Atlanta has really anything. I would like to see Trae Young on a different team, to be honest. I think Trae Young needs to leave.
Yeah, Atlanta's failing him.
I think, and that's the way I feel about RJ Barrett and Scottie Barnes on Toronto. They both need to leave. I'm going to go with Miami just because of Jimmy Buckets. I'm
going to go with Chicago.
You're going with Chicago. Oh, man. That's.
DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, the Bulls, Kobe White.
They should be so much better than what they are, though. That's what I can't get my head around. Like, you look at that roster.
Well, Miami annoys me. Miami annoys me.
Because they suck during regular season and, like,
midway. Dude, they're so bad during the regular season, and then all of a sudden they're in the finals. Like what, dude? What?
Gotta follow the script, my guy. Gotta follow the script. People love Cinderella teams. That's what they make.
Well, okay, so we'll talk about a couple teams in the East, right? So, obviously, your picks, 76ers and Heat. Mine is Bulls and 76ers for the East. So, to talk about the rest, right? Just to talk about favorite matchups, I guess. I'm not going to have Boston in any of them. Boston in the first round, they're not going to be in any of my favorites. Same with the Bucks. The Bucks for me, Bucks. Too.
Yeah.
And I really hate to say it. I mean, will the Knicks and Pacers series be good? Maybe.
I think it'll be a tough matchup. But here's the thing, though. The Pacers and Orlando got to figure out seeding for Sunday because they're playing for seeding. Because if the Magic lose and the Pacers win, we play Indiana. Because Indiana will get a 5 and Magic will get a 6. But if the Magic win and Pacers lose, then the Magic are 5th and Pacers are 6th.
Well, so, all right, so let's break that down for a second, all right? Right? For the Knicks scenario, we'll get to Cleveland here in just a minute, but for the Knicks scenario, they play, is it a harder matchup or an easier matchup for them to play the Pacers? I think size-wise, the Pacers are a lot more physical, and I think there's, as a size-wise team, I think the Pacers are bigger. They're Siakam, I think Miles Turner's still there.
Yeah, Halliburton.
And they lost Julius Randle. The Knicks did. He's out. They're playing small ball pretty much.
Yeah, here's the thing that scares me if I'm the Knicks. I want Orlando if I'm the Knicks. I want Orlando. Because size-wise, you match up better with Orlando. You do not want to play Indiana. Because Indiana has, like you said, height, physicality. I mean, Brunson's literally going to have to carry that team. Like how Mitchell had to carry us last year. Mitchell couldn't do it all on his own. Like, Mitchell got no help. And now Brunson's going to be in that similar situation if he plays Indiana. Now you play the Magic, you got a lot of young kids that don't really know the playoffs that well. They're a young team, they're not mature yet. Brunson can literally beat that team on his own. But we all know Josh Hart's going to show up. We all know that, what is that dude from Toronto? I butcher that guy's name every time.
Who, which one? For
the paint? The one that... No, for the...
OG and Anobi?
Yeah.
OG and Anobi?
Yeah. He's going to show up. He'll do good. You know, he's a small forward. I expect them three guys to really dictate the pace. And, you know, their backup bigs have done all right, but they're not, you know what I mean? Like, they're like 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", max. They're not... Miles Turner's going to eat up anyone inside if they play against them. So, the only one that you got to worry about on the Magic is Pablo Banchero.
Right.
If you can slow him down and make him shoot outside, they'll be fine. So, I think they match up better against the Magic than they do the Pacers.
Really? I mean, if you... Okay, so, like you just said, right? You're right about that. When you look at it, the Magic might... They don't want to be matched up against Cleveland at all. You don't want Evan Mobley. You don't want Jared Allen. You do not want anything to do with Cleveland.
If we play the Magic...
You will destroy the Magic.
The Magic. if that game goes to six games, I'm going to be upset. Because there is no way that we should struggle with Orlando. If Garland can actually get his crap together, if Strus can actually play, because playoff Strus is a whole different animal. We've seen that. That dude struggles regular season, postseason.
Oh, yeah.
That dude shoots. Like, he's like J.R. Smith. Like, when J.R.'s hot, he's just chucking. There is no way on paper that Cleveland should struggle. We might lose one game. Might. But we shouldn't. We should beat Orlando in 4 to 5 games. Now, Indiana, that's different. I feel like Indiana would be a longer
season. You go 5 or 6 with Indiana.
I might even say a game 7.
Listen, if Halliburton can play like he did before he got injured,
they
are a great team. Indiana's a great team.
Yeah. It's just he hasn't been the same since.
No. But
the seeding's not finalized yet either, because if the Knicks lose on Sunday and the Cavs win, we're going to the 3 seed, and the Knicks are going back to 4.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see for the Eastern Conference, right? It's a toss up, and like I said, I don't want to talk about the other teams because I mean,
Boston, Milwaukee are shoe in first round,
and Milwaukee will be just fine. Bucks will be fine.
They're basically getting a first round bye. Now, if we were to play Milwaukee in the second round, I'm not saying when or we play Boston. We play Boston if we're a 4 seed. Yeah, we play Boston.
Yep.
I'd say we're giving Boston 6 games. I don't think we're getting swept by Boston. I think we'll beat Boston.
No, I think you'll win 5 or 6 games. 5 or 6 at least. 6 at most.
I'm not saying game 7. But if we do push a game 7, I will be shocked. I will count that as a win. I'll be like, we pushed the lead to 7 game series.
Yeah, that would be kind of dope for Cleveland.
Donovan Mitchell dropped 60 on him.
Listen, you beat Boston, you're going to the finals. There's no.
Dude, if we beat Boston, I'm literally going up to my brother. I'm smacking him with a Cavs hat and say, who's your daddy now? That's exactly what I'll do, and I'll put it on YouTube just for fun. All
right, so for the Western Conference, here we go, right?
This
is where it gets tough.
This is where it gets tough. If you're an NBA fan.
I'm going to clarify right before we start talking about it, right? Oklahoma City Thunder, Minnesota, and Denver, we're not really getting into. We're not getting into right now because they're all winning their first round. They're all going to win their first round.
Those three teams should win their first round, no problem.
Yeah. So we're not talking about those teams.
The only one I'm shaky about is Minnesota a little bit, but I still think Minnesota, by the way they're playing. Gobert and Cat, dude, they just dominate.
Actually, we're going to save one of those teams, right, to talk about. And we'll get to it here in a minute, but I want to save one of those teams. Okay, so for the play-in, we got the Phoenix Suns, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Kings, and the Warriors. I'm going to go out on a notion here. I want to say the Warriors don't make it because of how much lack of talent they got.
I'm saying they will make it.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't want to say the Kings can't make it because I think the Kings could win.
Kings don't play defense. Kings can't defend, dude.
They're not like they were last year, but
their defense is still shaky. They need better defense off their bench. That's why I'm not picking the Kings. Their defense is it's gotten better, but it's shaky. It's half and half. You don't know what Kings team you're gonna get. But offensively, Sacramento is literally one of the best offenses in the league.
Yeah,
it's just defense, but that's the thing. You cannot score people in the playoffs. Their offense or their game style is not going to work.
But Draymond causes the worst problems, which we're not talking about today, but we know.
Draymond needs banned. That's all I'm going to say. Draymond just needs banned. He should have been banned 5, 6 years ago.
Well, I think I'm going to say this. Hands down, I think the Suns are in the playoffs.
Suns are in the playoffs. They're just better. Bradley Beal running point now. With Booker going back to shooting guard.
That means you're picking the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm going Suns and Warriors. I'm going with Suns and I'm going with the Warriors. I do not think LeBron makes it. I do not trust the Lakers. And let me tell you something. Even if the Lakers get in, there's no way they're beating one of them top 3 seeds. There's no the best team that they have to beat is Minnesota. That's it. They better hope and pray that they get Minnesota. If they don't, no. Thunder, too young, too fast. And D'Angelo Russell has been playing like a dog. That's not going to last.
So, I'm picking the Lakers.
Of course you are.
And the Suns. I'm going to pick LeBron James and Anthony Davis. There's just I pick them to make playoffs. I mean, I don't see how they don't make playoffs. But
I'm telling you right now. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, they're not,
here's what would be my prediction. The Warriors will beat the Kings then, right? Even though I think they wouldn't win, but I want to, like I said, with the Kings, their offense is great. So, I mean, anything could happen with their offense.
I think they lead the league for most uncontested shots.
Yeah.
Not a playoff team. No.
And then, obviously, I think that the Suns beat the Lakers, right? So then we're going to get a Golden State versus the Lakers, and I think the Lakers win. I think it becomes a home game for the Lakers, and they ride home with it.
I'm not going against the greatest shooter ever.
And I'm not going against the second greatest player that's ever lived.
Thank you for saying second. There's nothing wrong with being second. In that tournament category, I would have the second. But
he's the second greatest player that's ever lived. I'm not going to bet against it.
Oh, he is. Oh, he's definitely the greatest player we'll ever see play the game of basketball, dude. There's no doubt. Yeah. But he's not the GOAT.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the one team I want – okay, so obviously the Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks are going to be a blast. That's going to be a blast series, like we said.
I'm watching that.
Yeah, that's going to be a blast. But the team I want to talk about, right, we talked about top three seedings. If Denver manages to grab the two spot and Minnesota drops to three, that Pelicans-Timberwolves series will be disgusting. That'll be a nasty series. Because Zion Williamson, you have to admit, he has grown up. He has lost 25 pounds. The dude is absolutely looking like a stud out there on the floor.
Can I tell you something?
What?
When a porn star calls you out on social media, yeah, that's a hint for you to grow up, dude. That's a hint to grow up.
But you get my point. He finally started playing basketball, like real basketball.
Yeah, and credit to him. And I think the Pelicans are a good young team. Like, I would love Brandon Ingram. I think Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum, Zion Williamson.
And Zion, it'd be fun, man. And so, what, they have Valanciunas, don't they, at the center? Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Valanciunas is a solid team. Valanciunas is underrated, just like Juicevic for the Suns. Like, when he was in Portland, he was an underrated center. Like, that dude can shoot. He can actually shoot threes and stuff.
But I think, okay, correct me if I'm wrong here, right? Towns is out, right? Cat?
I don't know if Cat's out or not.
I thought Cat's been playing with an injury. He's either been playing with an injury or he's been out.
I think Cat's resting up for playoffs and he's coming back healthy. He'll be healthy in the playoffs.
Well, I was going to say, if the Pelicans manage to get a hold of the Timberwolves, that's not a great matchup for them. Size-wise at all.
Not for the Pelicans, no, because you got Torin Parr and Cat.
No, I'm saying without Cat. If they didn't have Cat, it's a bad matchup for the Pelican. It's kind of more bad matchup for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you got to think about it. Like, who's Anthony can't guard CJ? He can't guard CJ, Brandon, and Zion. And Rudy Gobert's gonna have to cover Valanciunas because he can't keep up with anybody. He ain't running the floor with Zion Williamson. You can get out of here with that. Zion Williamson run him up and down the floor like no tomorrow.
Estimating Mike Conley very, very bad right now. I want you to realize Mike Conley is a dog.
Bro, Mike Conley is a good point guard. He's not what he was in Memphis. He's not what he was in Memphis. That's what I'll say.
He has to be what he was in Memphis. Now look what he had in Memphis compared to what he has now. You have Ant.
I'm telling you.
Freaking Cat. Yeah. Oh, wait. I only need to be a quarter of what I was in Memphis? Okay, cool. Thanks. I'm just going to pass the ball.
You got Zion, Brandon Ingram, and CJ McCollum on one team, dude. They're all scorers. Light it up, and they're good defensive players.
Mike Conley isn't?
No, I'm not saying Mike Conley isn't. I'm just saying as a team collectively, I would rather have the Pelicans.
So hold on. CJ and Conley, I'll give you CJ. All right? I'll give you CJ. Ant or Brandon Ingram, I'm taking Ant. 100%.
Yeah.
Cat and Zion Williamson, Cat. Zanon hasn't done anything yet. Cap's done stuff. I'm taking
what's he done? What's he done? What's he done but lose a second round series? What's exactly he done?
How many All-Star games has Cap been to over Zion Williamson?
How many years has Cap been in the league since 2015? I mean,
Zion Williamson just now started taking basketball seriously this year, and you're going to give him a
at this moment, he's a better star than Cap. Cap fell off, dude. Cap fell off after injury. Cap was in conversation for one of the best centers in the league, and he got hurt, and Joel Embiid ran him over, and we haven't heard much of Cap since.
Okay, but what's Cap doing? Cap's getting to the playoffs.
So is Zion. He's in the, and so is Joel Embiid.
But here's the thing.
Anthony Edwards is doing all this.
Dude,
Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert.
Until Zion proves to me that he's an actual serious about basketball, I'm picking Cat over Zion. All right, it's not even a competition. Not even a debate. Zion has done way less than Cat has in his basketball career. So let's compare. Okay, yeah, Zion's used to being at the bottom, and now he gets in the playoffs for the first year. How many years he's been in the league? Oh, he's better than Cat. No, I'm not. No, absolutely no. Just no. No, I ain't saying that yet. No. No, he's got to do more. And obviously, I'm taking Gobert over Valanciunas, so there you go.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. But I still think Valanciunas is a solid center. He's a solid center in this league.
He's underrated.
He's not better than Rudy Gobert, but he's solid.
No. Rudy Gobert is just 7'2" of freaking nature.
The only reason I brought that matchup up is because you wouldn't want Denver against them. I think Jokic will dominate.
Now, the matchup I want to see and cover real quick while we still have time. Mm-hmm.
Yep, go ahead.
I am so hyped for Luka versus Paul George. I know.
So Kawhi Leonard.
He'll be hurt in the freaking first game. Oh, I tweaked my ankle.
He'll play, bro. He always plays playoffs.
Kawhi's always hurt.
Hold on. Admit to me this, though. Last year.
Oh, Kyrie when Paul Kawhi would be sweet.
When Paul George got hurt in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Who was taking Kevin Durant who was beating Kevin Durant and Devin Booker in the Suns last year? Oh, yeah, that was Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I'm happy for Kawhi. You know I hate KD.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, playoff Kawhi is different, dude. Dude's pretty nasty. But I think it'd be fun. Luka and him going at it. Bro, that's awesome.
Kyrie and Kawhi would be sweet. Like, you're basically going to have it's basically Paul George and Kawhi versus Kyrie and Luka. Let's go. It's guards versus forwards is all it's going to be.
Going to be a blast, dude.
That should be seven games for sure.
All right, well, this is where the episode's going to end, man. You know,
it's
going to end today. Thank you guys for tuning in and watching the episode. This is how we're going to do it now. You know, this is how we're going to discuss it. It makes it easier for both of us, really. I mean,
and we'll start doing shows once a week, guys, so we can get more followers.
Yep.
Get ready with the content.
Yep. Anyway, I'll see you guys later.
Make sure you guys like and subscribe.